The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. In some countries, the new year will be welcomed with nice, festive fireworks. But without chemistry, there would be no colorful stars shining in the night sky, no sparkling rain, no silver trails in the darkness, no and ooh. Pyrotechnics, the art of creating fireworks, would not be possible without chemistry. So, how do fireworks function? The history of fireworks began more than 1,000 years ago in China. Actually, by accident. While searching for an elixir for everlasting life, Chinese alchemists happened to discover gunpowder. The first illuminating rockets flew across the sky shortly thereafter. It took some time until fireworks also enchanted the Europeans, and it really got started in the splendid Baroque and Rococo era. For example, the French King Louis XV arranged gigantic fireworks in his palace gardens, and to this day, fireworks have remained a radiant culmination at many festivals and events. So, let's have a closer look. The gunpowder fuels the rocket. It is a mixture made of saltpeter, charcoal, and sulfur. It serves as the propellant in the rear part of the rocket. The fireworks powder, in the form of small pebbles called illuminating stars, is in the rocket's nose. The gunpowder is ignited and hot gases stream through a small nozzle, propelling the rocket into the sky. The rocket continues to ascend until the burning gunpowder reaches the rocket's nose. The illuminating stars are ignited and explosively propelled out of the rocket with a bang. The varying colors are caused by burning metals or metallic compounds. Red is created with strontium nitrate combined with magnesium and polyvinyl chloride, or PVC. The magnesium creates the heat needed for combustion. The synthetic material PVC allows the red to illuminate even more. The small pebbles, or illuminating stars, are entirely pressed out of the powder. There are metallic compounds for many colors. Calcium carbonate, for example, produces an orange-red flame, barium carbonate illuminates in green, and copper chloride appears in a blue flame. There are a multitude of other metals, which one can produce for more effects. For example, small granules from aluminum ignite silver sparks, or fine chips of iron create golden trails or flashes. Many of these chemicals are very dangerous. Putting together fireworks is therefore only something for the professionals. Well, that's it for 2007. Here's wishing you a great start into 2008. I hope I was able to show you how chemistry can make you a bit wiser in your everyday life. Have a blast. Until next year when you tune in to Listen Up. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.